I'm telling people on the street, if they fall and hurt themselves on them sidewalks, sue the city.
Patrick Owen lives in downtown Juneau and has been watching the old, young, and in between, unable to navigate the sidewalks.
Keep that snow off so people can walk on them sidewalks. That's what them sidewalks are for.
Dennis Harris lives downtown but drives taxi throughout the city and borough.
If you want to ask someone the opinion of how Public Works takes care of our streets, just ask a taxi driver.
Harris lives on 12th Street in the area known as the Flats. Today he watched children walking in the street on their way to school.
Snow removal is not rocket science, and it's not pushing snow around, it's snow removal.
Owen and Harris were echoing many of the emails and phone calls assembly members have been getting since the snow started. Public Works Director Kirk Duncan has been hearing about and seeing the problems, too.
One of the areas I'm really concerned about is the Flats, you know, between 9th and 12th. I mean, the snow in there is just horrendous.
Property owners are responsible for clearing the snow off sidewalks in front of their businesses and residents. As for the strategy for clearing Juneau streets,
we go after all the majors first, and then the neighborhoods. So, and we continually hit the main arterials, and we get to the neighborhoods as we can get to them.
Both Duncan and City Manager Rod Swope say street cleaning crews are doing the best they can with the resources they have. They're working overtime. Contractors have been hired to haul snow away. Swope says with 110 miles of road the borough must plow, it's not going to be perfect.
The state will plow. We'll come in and typically shovel it off, and then the state will come back and plow it again. I mean, it's the same thing that happens with residences, quite frankly. People get out and shovel. City will come back through and plow, and there's another, you know, amount of snow on the sidewalk. Folks, there's just no other way of dealing with it in a community like this.
Assembly members say sidewalks should be a priority. Karen Crane recounted her experience Sunday as she was driving past the Juneau Arts and Culture Center.
There was no cleared sidewalk there. There was an older person trying to walk down that sidewalk and slipped and fell into Egan. I understand the comments about the sidewalks, but especially where they're a borough responsibility, like in front of Centennial Hall, along the highway, those sidewalks, I think, need to be a priority.
Assemblymember Randy Wanamaker wonders if it's the school district or city that has responsibility for sidewalks near school buildings.
Parents wonder why the city isn't taking care of the sidewalks where their children are walking to school at Riverbend or on their way to Harborview. Whose responsibility is it to clean those streets?
Kirk Duncan isn't sure. He took over the Public Works Department last summer after 6 years as manager for Eagle Crest Ski Area, where snow is a precious commodity. He admits he's still learning the winter part of this new job.
I'm not giving you a really good answer because, quite frankly, I don't know.
Duncan promises to have more answers for the assembly at the Public Works and Facilities meeting on December 12th. In the meantime, the snow has turned to rain, and now it's slush that's clogging up the sidewalks and thoroughfares. The drains are plugged, and water is standing in the streets. And it's only November. In Juneau, I'm Rose Marie Alexander.